Blog Talk Radio.
I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Oh, that's a shame, they in that fight, they ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?"
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it. Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody's
gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Jesus. Who's gonna tell them? Say with me, somebody gotta warn them. Somebody gotta tell them. So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
Encouragement.
Right.
They're waiting
on you. They're waiting on me. They're waiting on the sun.
Turn their night.
Oh, na 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 na.
Turn their night.
hope you will tell somebody.
Turn that night
today.
Glory to God.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I want to welcome you to All Nations Bible Study. Right now, we are going to go into prayer because our anointed host has not arrived, so we're just going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just come before your throne of grace, first and foremost, lifting up your holy and sovereign name. We come thanking you, Father God, for this opportunity to go out over the airways. And Lord, we come praying right now for Apostle Zeta, because we know, Lord God, whatever you have her doing, it is truly about your business. So, Father, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around her, bless her, Lord, provide for her whatever is needed, oh God, so that you may get the glory. Lord, we just pray for our listeners tonight. I want to praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. I would like to now turn you over to your host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Can you hear me? I have children that have not been picked up.
That's all right. Amen.
So I apologize. Amen. There is noise here, more than the usual.
The Lord's going to prevail.
Okay. Yeah, he always does.
He always prevails. But in the meantime,
all right.
If you would like for me to play you another selection, I'd be happy to.
That would help.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we don't care what's going on in our lives, what the enemy tries, we just want to praise you right now. Amen.
Yes, we do.
We just want to pray forever, come on.
Thank you. you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. I'm going to share what the Lord put on my heart, and that is who will tell them. And the important thing is that we share the good news. Praise God. So I'm going to just have a brief word of prayer. I know time is moving on. But I'm going to go to First Mark, book of Mark, one of the Gospels. And the verse that I'm going to share with you right now is Mark 16:15. Okay. God bless you. That is Mark 16 and verse 15.
All right. Take your time, Apostle.
Well, I was in Matthew's, but I decided to share this one first.
Amen.
It says in Mark 16 and 15, and this is Jesus speaking, but let's have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, looking to you tonight, asking that your Holy Spirit will speak in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the children will be quiet also in Jesus' name. But I pray,
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you would give me what you would have me to share on tonight with the Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Leading me in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right, verse 15. It says, and he said unto them, we know that this is Jesus speaking. These words are written in red. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't want anyone to be left out, but he wants all to hear about him because he died for all of us. And it had nothing to do with the color of our skin. It had nothing to do where we were born. It has nothing to do with our environment. Has nothing to do with anything except his love. He loved us so much that he died for us. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. So that whosoever believeth on him would not perish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means that, you know, we all have once to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then, you know, if we have accepted Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, then we only have to die but once, praise God, and then live eternally with him, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That is my greatest desire, praise God, is to be with Jesus one day. Hallelujah. But we have him. We don't have him here on the earth like a long time ago. Hallelujah, way back in old biblical times. And because he was present, hallelujah, in the Old Testament as well as the New. And I won't get into all of that tonight, maybe the next time. But so because Jesus died for us and because he loved us so much, we want others also to know that he died for them as well. Praise God. It doesn't matter what one has done, you know, it doesn't matter how one has lived, you know, what they have done. You know, God loves you, loves all of us unconditionally.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you have heard the word agape. Well, that's the kind of love that we have from him. No, leave her alone. Leave her. That's the kind of love that we have, is that love that's unconditional. No matter what, he's going to love us. No, even after we have accepted him and we slip up and do something that is not right before God, he's yet going to love us. He's not going to ever stop loving us. You know, sometimes people get tired of us. I'm talking about people. And get tired of us, but they don't want to love us no more. They'll even tell us, don't love you anymore. Well, that's not the kind of love that we should have as believers of Christ. We should love everyone, even our enemies. The Bible tells us to love our enemies,
Amen.
even those that have turned against us, those that have
yes.
done things to hurt us. We're to love them, and when we think about it, you know, it may be very hard to do.
Yes,
praise God.
Sometimes.
But God, hallelujah.
But God,
we need to think about ourselves, and we were not so good all the time.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even if we saw ourselves as good, it didn't match up with the good that he was talking about.
Come on.
It didn't match up with how he wants us to be.
Amen.
Praise God. And so we need to remember that when it comes down to others. And sure, people are going to do things that we just aren't going to like, and we can hardly stand it, and, you know, and all of these things. But if we have the true love of Christ down on the inside of us, we're going to love everybody. And it's not going to matter what they do or what they have done, because we know that we have God Almighty's love. And you know what? His love is everlasting. That's the most beautiful thing about it. It doesn't stop. Praise God. It continues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants us to love him also. He wants us to love him back, you know. And so we need to show it. And how we can show it the most comes by way of a commandment that our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, gave to all of us, and that's to love one another. Praise God.
Yes.
And so, you know, when the unbeliever sees those of us that have accepted the Lord as our Christ, the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when they see us loving each other and caring about each other, and, you know, when one is mourning over a lost loved one or whatever, then, you know, if we show forth our love toward them and mourn with them while they're mourning, you know, others are going to see that. They're going to look at that, you know, and they're going to know that there is a difference between us, you know. Praise God. And they're going to want that, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And also not only that, but when one of the believers, you know, that we're connected to, and we are connected whether we know it or not in the body of Christ. Because, you know, it's not just about the building. It's not just about us, but it's about the church. And the church, when we speak of the church, that includes every believer. Praise God. Now, we know that some don't act like they're believers, but, you know, that's between them and God. You know, and if we can let them know, if we can, you know, be kind enough to speak to them and let them know about certain things and how they're to live, praise God. And if they receive that and accept that, then their lives can change, because that's what God wants. He wants us to be transformed, hallelujah, by the renewing of our minds. And only he can do that. Only he can do that. But I do want to say that he operates in us and he operates through us. So those of us that have set our lives apart to serve the Lord, then he wants to use us. He wants to use us, okay? So if we prepared ourselves in prayer and in the Word of God and allowing God to transform our lives, to change us into a new creature, which it talks about in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Hallelujah. We become a new creature when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Then our old way of thinking, our old way of living, and the places that we used to go or want to be at, we don't want that anymore in our lives. So, you know, that becomes dropped off, you know, the old way, the old man, the old person. You know, we're no longer even desiring the things that we used to desire. Praise God. Because why? Because we are allowing God to change us. Well, once we accept him, you know, from our sins, we repent, you know, and accept the sinner's prayer, praise God, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, praise God, then we are saved, praise God. We have accepted him, and so we're different. We're automatically different, praise God. Even the Holy Spirit is present within us. So I wanted to try to bring that out, and then we're going to go to another. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. We can do that. And then I'm going to share a scripture in Matthew and Isaiah and also in Romans. So let's go to Matthew, the 20th chapter. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Praise God. And we're going to go to the 19th verse. Praise God. And Jesus, again, is speaking here. Verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Praise God. So, you know, he's also promised to be with us. And we heard how long, right? Till the end of the world. Praise God. And then, of course, we know when we enter into heaven's gate, you know, if we're ready, praise God, when Jesus comes, then, you know, he will be with us until the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have so much to look forward to, praise God, in our new life. We have new hope, praise God, and new joy and everything, praise God, and even a glorified body, the Bible tells us that we will be in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just thank God for Jesus. I thank him for how he came into my life. I thank him for how he saved me and how he brought people into my life that made a difference in my life, that helped me to really learn more about him and know who he really is. Praise God. I couldn't make it without him, and I wouldn't even want to try. Praise God.
Amen.
So now let's go to Romans, the 10th chapter.
Amen.
And we're going to go to, well, I think I'm going to read more than just the 14th version of this chapter. I just can't help it. Okay. I'm going to start with the 11th verse. Praise God.
Amen.
And it says, thank you. It says, let's start with the 10th verse. The 9th verse, I'm sorry. The 9th verse. That if thou shalt confess
Amen.
With thy
Amen.
Mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has
yes.
raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with
Amen.
The heart men believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And I'm not ashamed, hallelujah, of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Verse 12 says, For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Why
Amen.
Should we want to call upon the name of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Right.
Why should we? for all the things that he has done for us and he continues to do for us. He continues to bless us, to continue to watch over us. He keeps us safe. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. And so why shouldn't we want to call on the name of the Lord? Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Praise God.
Yes.
Now, we didn't all believe. We didn't all believe in
That's
the beginning.
Right.
We not all of us saw fit, hallelujah,
That's right.
to want to
Come
save him, hallelujah, to want to be changed. Some of us wanted to stay in our old ways. Praise
right.
God. Because it was, we thought it was comfortable.
Easier.
We thought
mm-hmm.
in our heart mm-hmm. and in our sight, we thought it was
right.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. But little did we know how much we needed a Savior. And so, you know, when we go out, we want to make sure that others that don't believe, like some of us didn't believe, we want to make sure that they do. So we want to let them know how God changed our lives. We want to, and we don't have to be a preacher. We don't have to be called into the
into
the fivefold ministry. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Even when we first get saved, God can use us because we can tell somebody else of our testimony. We can share about how we used to be, what we used to do. And we can say, look what God has done. He brought me out of that. You know, I'm no longer living the way I used to live. You
Come
know,
on.
I'm no longer on drugs. You know, I'm no longer, you know, thinking that alcohol is going to drown all my problems.
Come on.
You know, so it took God to change me. He came into my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
he
Jesus.
Saw fit that I needed him. I didn't think I needed him, but he knew. I didn't think I needed him, but he knew I did. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
And so
Jesus.
So we want to make sure that others know. Praise God. And we don't want to be so stiff about it and trying to act like we've been saved all our lives and we have never been tainted. We have never been dirty. You know, that we've
Come
been
on.
Clean all our lives. And knowing that we have not. Praise God.
That's right.
So we want to let people know. Praise God, that what it takes to get clean, what it takes, praise God, to turn our lives, turn our lives around and be different and be a new creation, praise God, in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come
Hallelujah.
On now, that's
so
good.
We need to let them know, praise God.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes they're surprised. They'll say, well, you did all of that? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
worth letting
Just
them know
God
that we did all of that so that they can know that they can come out of all the things that they're doing, praise God, and live a different life, live a saved life. Because, you know, God wants all of us to prosper. He wants all of us to prosper in every way, praise God, hallelujah. And that's for all of us, praise God. And it doesn't mean that, you know, that he just wants to bring us into a place where we're not poor anymore, or we have everything. But you know, when God changes us and when he begins to give to us what he wants us to have, then we also learn to be a blesser, to bless someone else.
Yes.
And we also learn not to just go to God to receive the blessing.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I say that even going to church. We don't go
That's
to church
right.
just to gather all the blessings.
The
Maybe they're giving out pies or cakes, or they're giving out food, or they're giving out shoes, or, you know, our coats, you know, which some of us have given. It's not about all of that. But it's about learning who Jesus Christ is. It's about having a right relationship with him. It's about learning about him, knowing about
That's right.
him, reading about him, studying the Bible, studying the Word of God, listening to the preached Word, and then applying that preached Word to our lives, not just coming and sitting and listening, just to say I went to church.
That's right.
But while we're there, hallelujah. And I'll also say this, and the broadcast, when we come into the broadcast, to listen at the word of God, to listen and hear the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to just be just sitting there to say that, well, I was on the broadcast, you know.
That's right.
No, we want to be on there so that we can get the word, so that the word, the word is life. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
The word is life. Hallelujah. And when we hear the word of God, it does something on the inside of us.
Yes,
it
does.
Something.
Come on
for
now.
Us. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it helps
Thank
us.
You, Jesus.
It helps us to be who we need to be in Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Because in listening
Amen,
to the word, reading our Bibles, reading the word of God, studying and asking questions, attending
mm-hmm.
ourselves to Bible study and all of these things, it helps us to be in that place where God wants us to be. And then when we're in that place where he wants us to be, we're in that place where we can receive everything that he wants to give us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything. Everything. And we learn how to pray. Hallelujah. We learn that we can ask. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he will give. We learn that in seeking him, we will find him. We learn that in knocking, in our knocking, hallelujah, the doors are going to open for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever you need is going to open up for you.
Thank
You're going to have
Lord,
that.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because you have allowed yourself to come into this place, hallelujah, where you could be taught. Because you know what? When we first come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't know everything. And later on, we still don't know everything.
Now,
hallelujah. Those of us that are called into the fivefold ministry, those of us that are teachers, those of us that are pastors and, hallelujah, apostles and those of us that are, I think I said teachers, evangelists. Hallelujah.
Evangelist.
And all of that, you know, and thank you. Evangelist, because that's what we're talking about tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
We all need to evangelize. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whether we're called to be an evangelist or not. Praise God.
That's right.
God is pleased when we can do the work of an evangelist.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Whether we are one or not. Praise God.
And
I have to learn that because somebody told me a long time ago when I was growing up in the church and when I was doing certain things, they told me one time, well, Zeta, you've already been doing the work of an evangelist.
That's right.
And I said, I said, well, praise God. Because I learned early on how to witness. Praise God. And I'm going to fix my time, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight. And it's looking like I might be sharing this, be sharing more of this in another session, but we want to learn how to be witnesses. God has called us to be His witnesses. Praise God,
right.
And that means all of us, our lives, our character, everything about us has to do with that. Praise God, it has to do with us being a witness. Being a good witness for Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that others can know how they're to be or how God wants them to be. And you know, faith, the Bible tells us faith cometh by hearing. That's in verse 17 of the same chapter. It says,
right.
So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing. By the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure, hallelujah, when we're listening, hallelujah, to those that are preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel, we need to think about the fact, praise God, hallelujah. So our faith becomes stronger.
Yeah.
By hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. By hearing it. Because when we hear, when we really hear the word of God, then we are learning what God wants us to do. We're learning how he wants us to act. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We're learning how he wants the things that he wants us to take on and the things that he wants us to drop off. Praise God.
That's right.
We get a chance to learn all of that. Hallelujah. So So in doing so, we're patterning our lives after Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then learning how to pray, you learn how to pray and ask God where he wants you to be also, because that's very important, is knowing where we need to be, even early on, even in the your very beginning of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to know. You want to be where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Not just because it looks good over there or it looks better over there or the pastures seem greener. You know, it's not about all of that, but it's about where he wants to place us, hallelujah, where he wants us to be and grow in him, you know. So when we learn how to pray, we also learn how to ask God, hallelujah, Lord, is this where you want me to be? Praise God, because sometimes you can be where you're supposed to be, and it might not seem like it, because the Lord works on us. And he allows for certain things to happen so that we can get to the place where he wants us to be. So we're going to have some trials. Everybody's not going to treat us well. Some people are going to look down upon us. Well, you know, that might not be the place that he's put you, you know.
Right.
So then we go to God and we ask him about it. We talk to God. Praying is talking to God. Hallelujah. Praying is communicating with our God, which is so important. So important for the new believer. So important for every one of us.
Everyone.
Praise God.
Yes.
Every one of us needs to communicate with God, you know, and we need to do it on a regular basis, not every now and then. Not just when there's a prayer service for us to go or to attend, you know, but we must learn how to pray daily.
Daily.
Praise God. And then those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he tells us to pick up our cross daily and follow him. And that means no matter what we have to tread through, what we have to take, no matter what we have to accept, praise God, hallelujah, or go through,
Thank you, Jesus.
And even in serving God, sometimes we're going to put ourselves aside. We learn how to do that. We learn that, you know, it's not just about us, because when Jesus came down to earth and did what he did, he made sure that it was not just about him.
It was
all about us. It was all about us. And so we have to have that same mindset. When there are other people to be considered, we need to think about them. We need to know what to do for them. And even if it means that I've got to give up some of what I have in order to be a blessing, then I need to do that. And so we learn all of these things. When we get where we're supposed to be, where God has placed us, then we begin to learn all of these things, because he puts us where he wants us to be. All right? Amen.
All right.
And then he moves us when he wants to move us. So we get to learn all of these. And how we learn that is through by way of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And as I said before, when we first come to God, when we first accept Jesus as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit is present then.
Yes.
Present within us then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm not going into that tonight, but there are also further indwellings of the Holy Spirit. The more we become acquainted with him, we get healed even the more as we go on.
Yes,
so, you know, we don't just receive him when we first get saved and that's it, but we must have our hearts and minds open. Praise God that the Holy Spirit is always present in our lives.
Praise God,
because we need him. Jesus would not have said, as he was going to the Father, and he let it be known, you know, among his disciples that he was going away, praise God, to be with the Father. He let it be known where he was going.
praise God. But he also let us know that he had us in mind. Even with that, praise God.
Yes.
He says, I will leave you, hallelujah, in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To lead and to guide you, to teach you,
yes,
hallelujah,
thank
you, and to bring us into all truth. Amen? So we
yes.
have so much. We have so much when we accept Jesus Christ. Just think of all that we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And
yes.
and all through our lives, all through our lives, we can go to him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. Because it took faith when we first accepted him. When
That's
we
right.
first decided, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
or in other words, not so much decided, but when we were willing to confess
mm-hmm.
that we were
mm-hmm.
sinners, that's where it began. That we
yes.
that we when we first admitted that I'm a sinner, praise God, that's where it began. Because then, hallelujah, he could come in and begin to work on us and change us. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so when we first yes. accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we also have to be careful not to go back to where he brought us from, not
That's
to go
right.
back where the old
That's
friends
good.
Are and everything. Praise God. But you're apart from them now. Praise God. And it's,
right.
it's him. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that sets us apart from all sin and all unrighteousness. Praise God.
Yes.
And all of our hangouts and the ones we hung out with and all of that, we're separated from that. Why?
Yes.
Because he wants to change us. Why? Because
yes.
he wants to use us. Hallelujah.
That's
to help to bring others into the kingdom. So, let's see. Praise
Take
God.
Your time,
Hallelujah.
Take your time.
All right. Thank you. And so mm-hmm. I'm going to go now to Isaiah. We're going to go to the
Isaiah. Apostle Zeta?
I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry. I got a little baby
Isaiah.
Here. A 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter.
Okay.
And I believe
Thank
that it's the 18th verse. I'll know sooner or later. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. That's the right one. All right. It
that's
says,
right.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old.
That's
Behold,
right.
Behold, I will do a new thing.
New thing.
Now
hey.
It shall spring forth. Shall ye
mm-hmm.
know it? Shall ye not know it? You know, God is always going to allow us to know what we need to know. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
So, of course, we're going to know it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I will even make a way in the wilderness.
That's right.
I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, the reason I went there is because I was talking about not going back where we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies to all of us when we first got saved and those of us that have been saved
yes.
for a
Amen.
Long time. Praise
Amen.
God. We do not
Amen.
Want to go backwards. We can't
no, we
go
don't.
Backwards and forwards at the same time. And
Say
God
that.
Wants us to go
forward.
Praise
forward.
God. Not backwards.
Amen.
Not backwards
Thank
in any
Lord.
Sense. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that speaks for all of us. Praise God. And he lets us know
yeah.
that he'll do a new thing. Hallelujah. He'll do something new along the way. Praise God.
Yes.
And maybe we have been in the wilderness. Praise God. And I happen to know, and I'm sure some of you know, what it's like to be in the wilderness. It's not comfortable being in the wilderness. Praise
yeah.
God.
Come on.
Thank you,
now.
Jesus. It's not. Praise God. But you know, it's a reason even for that.
Yes,
it's
yes.
a reason
yes.
for that. Because
yes.
it
yes.
is also
yes.
for the making of us. Making us,
yeah.
hallelujah, transforming us, helping us to come into that new creator, creation, I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And all of this is for us. All of it's for us. Like Romans 28, hallelujah, the 28th chapter tells us, hallelujah, that old, I mean, I'm sorry, quoting another scripture, that all things work together, hallelujah,
yes,
for the
do.
Good, for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's not going to love him because some of us didn't either, but our purpose, if we know him, is to help others to love him. And
yeah.
First of all, help them to know and to realize that he loved them. He loves them. Hallelujah. So when we're out witnessing, when we come in contact with people that are yet non-believers, that is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help them to know that he really loves them so much. Let's turn the piano off. Thank you. We need to help them to know that he loves them so much that he gave up his life, praise God, for them. And that's,
yeah.
And that will help them to know, to really understand, hallelujah, that, you know, in spite of everything that I've done, Jesus does love me. He does love me.
Yeah,
and we
amen.
Want to make sure that we
yeah.
get that point across, we, you know. And they're going to look at us, praise God. And how we entreat them is going to go a long way. How we entreat them, you know. You know, I can say this, you know, we have gone out and we have fed the homeless and we've done different things, given clothing and given blankets and things like that. Well, you know, we don't go out and just throw the things to the people. You know, we want them to know that we have the love of Jesus down on the inside of us. So it's important how we treat them because they're checking us, you know. They know. They know whether we really care for them or not. Praise God. So
yeah.
We want to definitely instill the love of Christ in them. Praise God. So that they know. But it first has to be in us. Because how can
yeah.
we give something that we don't have? If we don't love, if we don't love God, how can we go out and give love? We can't give what we don't have. Praise
Come on.
God. Oh, all right, I know my time is just about.
No, you're fine.
Well, I know it does.
You're fine, Apostle.
Oh, I am?
You're fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise God. Well, I'm going to go on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I know. Let's see.
Oh, my.
I think. Thank you, Jesus. I've really been speaking mostly what the Holy Spirit is giving me, and now I do have some notes that one of my little people has moved, but anyway, we're going to go on as the Holy Spirit leads. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Okay. Mm-mm. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless the
okay.
Lord.
In our personal witnessing, we want to make sure that we, when we go out, we're going out to reach. You know, we're not just going out to be going out to come back and say, you know, I went out and I witnessed to such and such a person and that I led them to Christ, and all of that is great, and that's why we go out there, because we want to make sure that we do. You know, Paul said in the Word of God, he says, by all means, save some, you know. And when we go out, you know, sometimes people are going to reject us. But we have to know and realize that they're not rejecting. We're not really rejecting us. They're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, the very one that we're out there to tell them about, because we want to share the good news and let them know who he really is. So that is our purpose. That is our real purpose. It's not about us. Even if we go out and we lead some of them to Christ, that is great. That is great. But we're doing it. We're doing it for the sake of Christ. So we have to remember and realize that's why we're out there. Yes. So
go on and praise him, baby. Go on and praise him.
Yeah. Here, Drew. Come on.
Hey,
come on.
Let everything that has breath,
Jesus,
praise
me.
The Lord.
Jesus, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say that love brings perfect unity, and that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that that we're out there also to bring about unity in the body of Christ, that others will see us when we go out, and that others will see us connected when they come into the building, when others will know that we're connected when they come on the broadcast, and to really allow them to know. Hallelujah. This is what it's all really about. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, that our love is shown. Hallelujah. And that our love reaches. It reaches out. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it brings about perfect unity when we do it that way.
Yeah.
Praise God. And then we're able to, even ourselves, praise God, we're able to even show the unlovable love, you know, to bring love to them as well, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to keep on, but I'm going to bring out some love. I'm going to bring out some little snacks right now. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
God is
Thank
good.
You,
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, He is. Yes,
Thank
he
you,
is.
Lord. You shall prevail,
yes.
Father God. Hallelujah.
I've been thinking about how what he said to the disciples, do not send the children away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are, I don't want to say the next generation because they're already here. they count now. Praise God.
Yeah.
We have teaching with them. Even the ones that are present, they can tell you even how to pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is real.
It gets real up in here.
This is very real. Thank you for it, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
And
glory to
God.
Glory.
And I just want to say that even when we come in contact with people, when we're out there, when we're in the trenches or wherever God sends us to be, sometimes we got to go out with food. I'm really serious about it. We got to let them, because, you know, sometimes people are actually too hungry to really hear. Let's see. I don't know if you all can hear me, but
yes, we can hear you, Apostle.
Okay, great. Great. And so sometimes we have to give them some natural food before we can give the spiritual.
Amen.
That's right. Now, when we don't have to do it that way, we don't do it that way. They got to come in and hear the word first. But we do, we are coming in contact more and more with people that are hungry.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to feed them so that they will know, praise God.
Yes.
All that love you were talking about is real.
Sometimes you need to know
it. Is, you know, because now you're helping me through my hunger pain. So,
yeah. You will. They have.
Are.
You have been here, but you're calling them.
Yes, yes, Lord. So, praise God. So I just thank God for how He does it, how He cleans those of us up that were once living in our sins, and then He makes us new, and then He uses us for the sake of others, you know, and it just continues. It continues on and on. Praise God that others get to know Him. So that's the way we do it. But on my next session, I'm going to give you some examples about how to witness and some of the scriptures that we use and
hallelujah.
the right things to say to people that are still unbelievers. And
that's
the wrong things
good.
That people often say, mm-hmm. so that we have a clear picture of how we're to do it.
Yes.
So that's going to be in the next session. But I thank
Amen.
You all for listening and hearing what the Holy Spirit put on my heart and to share. And just know that we must be concerned about those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ yet in the pardoning of
That's
their
right.
sin and how important it is, because you know, we're living in a world that people are dying. I mean, dying in greater numbers.
Than we have seen
in the past. You know, we have the pandemic. We have the mass murders. We have, you know, all of this, just the violence, just everywhere. And, you know, every day we're hearing more than we used to hear. You know, and so people are leaving here, not knowing Jesus, not having accepted Him.
That's right. Come on.
So we want to take stock of that and know how important it is. Look at the war that's going on.
Yeah.
All the lives, the people that have lost lives. When we look at the natural disasters, people have lost their lives. Some people have lost everything that they owned, and then yet we got to reach them.
Yeah.
Right.
Still got to reach them.
Yes.
So, you know, we really have to put ourselves aside, you know, for the sake of others, just like Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He's not asking us to lay down and die. He's not asking us to hang on the cross. He's just
That's
asking
right.
us to pick it up. Pick
That's
it up
right.
daily.
Come on.
Yeah.
But follow Him.
Yes.
Follow Him. And if we can follow Him, we can help someone else to follow Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well.
Amen.
Praise God. So I'm going to close now and turn
All
it back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, and thank you so much for
Amen.
The time, the opportunity. You know, the enemy tried to make it be that it wasn't going to be anything tonight.
But I mean,
I can always be replaced. I'm not trying to say that. But I didn't
God
mean
prevail.
It like that. But my kids were noisier than ever at first.
But you know
but
what? God
I got
still prevailed.
Babies.
Yes, God still prevailed,
you.
And for all we know, that could very well be their way of praise. So, and it gets real up in here. We're real people that live real lives for Jesus, and sometimes things just happen in the name of Jesus. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know,
yes,
we're,
it is.
I tell
yes,
everybody that listens to Spirit Alive, it's not about being perfect here. Because,
right.
see, we all
right.
understand that we're being perfected, okay?
Yes.
So
yes,
sometimes
yes,
things
we
happen. but we just say hallelujah anyhow, and we give
okay.
God the glory all the more.
Yes, we
because
do. And our,
we
our
know that God
right
is unstoppable.
Well,
let me be one of the – and so I want to say – I really enjoyed your lesson tonight, and I know that Mother Mitchell did, so I'm going to allow the elder speak first. If you would like to have a word, Mother Mitchell, because I know I heard you saying amen a whole lot.
They were just fine. And I went right on with my message.
I love you. I
okay.
always enjoy
Bye,
your messages. Because I know they are from the heart and it's
yes,
a word that
from the heart.
And I enjoy
yes.
them so immensely and I learn so much. Don't stop and don't shorten up on the messages. Just keep them coming because I sure do enjoy them. And God is teaching me and perfecting me through your messages. As long as I still have more to learn. I have so much
yes.
more to learn. I praise
yes.
God for you, Apostle Zeta, because you are one of the best teachers.
Come on in, Reverend
I
Dorothy.
Know.
Come on. Oh, well, thank you, Mother Mitchell.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much. And Reverend Dorothy just showed up to pick up the food for the homeless.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
But I just want to say, Father, if you are sitting out there tonight and you're in our chat room or you're listening via your computers and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you have heard a phenomenal message tonight.
Yeah.
What you do is give your Lord, yourself to the Lord. You need to die to yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus today. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So if you don't know Jesus, I'm praying for you right now that you would bow your heart to the Lord, that you would repent of your sin, that you would ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord and your Savior, and then you will have, hallelujah, the gift of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you so that you can learn the things of God, so that you can find your place, so that you will know that you are hearing the voice of God when you hear it, and you need to study to show thyself approved, because just because somebody stands up in a pulpit does not mean they are always coming with the word of God.
That's right.
So you need to study to show that you're self-approved. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. If something isn't sitting right in your spirit, ask questions. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because you want to be effective for the kingdom of God. So I just want to thank God for Apostle Zeta. I know I love telling it. Evangelism will always be my passion. Because how else? Who will tell them? As the
yes.
program started out, who will tell them? If the children of God don't tell them, who's going to tell them?
Amen.
So
Amen.
I just praise God for you, Apostle Zeta. I pray that you would continue to always come and bless people the way the Holy Spirit tells you to. We love
yeah.
you. If there's anyone in the chat room or anybody that is in the studio and you would like to have a comment, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are in one of our chat rooms, simply type your message, and I can see it when it comes up, and we'll relay it to Apostle Zeta. Apostle Zeta, I'm truly looking forward to your next session, because so many
okay.
people are quiet. You know, we say we
yes.
love the Lord when we're at church. We say we love the Lord.
Right.
You know, people say they love the Lord when they're, you know, when they're amongst people that think like them. But then
yes.
when it comes to
yes.
the unreached, we get quiet.
Oh, yeah.
So I think once again, you know, the Lord has laid it on your spirit to come with some timely teachings because with everything going on in the world today, this is the time that we should be telling everybody that Jesus is the answer. We can trust him. And as you said, you know, Jesus came down here and died because he was thinking of us. Now we need to live to tell everybody about him.
Yes, we do.
And as Apostle Zeta said, we have to do it indeed. That might mean
you might
have to physically feed somebody. You might have to give somebody a warm coat. You might have to give somebody a clean pair of socks.
Yeah.
But I tell you how whatever God tells you to do, whatever God tells you to do, in the words of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, do what God tells you to do.
Yes, that's right.
I appreciate about your lesson is, you know, you were making it very clear. We each have our work to do.
Yes, we need
to know what that is. We can't be looking over here because it looked like Brother So-and-so is getting glory and praise and appreciation.
Right.
We can't decide, well, I'm going to do that. Not if God hasn't called you to do that.
That's right.
You know,
amen.
Well, if I go over to this church, I'll be the big wig because, you know, that's not glorifying God.
No, it isn't.
So, you know, we need to, like Apostle Zeta said, we need to be sure that we're showing love because by this they will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. We need to show that love.
Yes.
We need to stay in communication with the Father so he can tell us what to do, how to move, when to move, so that we will be in his will. And then we've got to, you know, even though you convicted me tonight because I just got through talking about some of this, you know, even when people do things that you don't like.
Do you need that with the Bible?
You still have to love them. You still have to love them. So we just praise God, and we thank you, Apostle Zeta, once again. I thank you, Mother Mitchell, for your comments. They were all so beautiful. And I just want to thank you, lady,
for your
powerful messages and your encouragement. Because Apostle Zeta, you do a lot for
Mama.
So we're going to pray and we're going to seal this message because it is another very important message because every one of us are called to be evangelists. We are all called to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So most gracious and heavenly Father, we first thank you for Apostle Zeta. We thank you for all the work that she does for your kingdom, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless her and refill her, God, as she is poured out unto your people. Now, Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus that not only will people hear this teaching, but they will apply this teaching to their daily lives because, Lord, you have called us all to be ministers of reconciliation. You have called us all to be administrators of love and grace and mercy, just as you have shown it unto us, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every blood-washed believer would remember that there's always a time when we fall short. Hallelujah, so that we won't be so judgmental. judgmental, so unloving, so unkind. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would drop all the prideful things, that we would drop everything that divides us, and so that we might come together in perfect unity the way God intended. So Lord God, I want to thank you for this powerful teaching. I thank you for Apostle Zeta. I thank you for Mother Mitchell. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is listening now and that will be listening all over the world and rebroadcast. Lord, I pray that someone, hallelujah, will hear this message, the good news about Jesus Christ, and they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. I pray it all in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Zeta, we just
amen.
Love you.
And
we
thank you.
God.
Thank you, my dear. God bless
we
all of
God.
You.
We
thank
love
you.
So we just, on behalf of our beautiful teacher, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you for listening. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And I want to tell everyone that on Monday, hallelujah, let me get the correct date, you are going to be in for a blessing. On Monday, September 19th, you can hear Apostle Zeta because she will be coming with the prayer conference on Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific,
amen.
8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to hear the mighty woman of God, be sure to come out on market calendars and save the date for Monday, September the 19th, and join Apostle Zeta for All Nations Push Prayer Conference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on behalf of Apostle Zeta, myself, and Mother Mitchell, like I said, we pray that you all continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge all that you do, and it is our fervent prayer from my household to yours, that you be ye transformed. Hallelujah. Good night from all of us at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you. You both were beautiful. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Amen. Love you both. Bye.
Bye.